to Alabama from out of state. What road would you be coming on?
Interstate.
It's a good end of a highway. Like an interstate highway. And along the interstate, any kind of main highways, you might stop here. What places might you stop on the major highways like that?
Next area, what's that map?
Yeah. Any other places?
Yes, Bob. Yeah. Stations.
Okay. What's the difference between, picnic grounds and places that have toilets? Is there a difference?
Rest area. Like picnic tables and bathrooms and, and picnic area. To me, just has picnic tables, you know.
Okay. Where you just rest or whatever. What about the center line? Do it this way. What is painted on the road to help you stay in your lane?
Just in the lane.
Okay. Anything else?
Little one.
Where do you get off on one of these big highways that we were talking about?
Exit.
Okay. And where would you get back on again?
What way?
No particular name?
I guess so.
Okay. Are there other roads in town that can only be entered or left at special places?
I guess so.
Streets in your city. How are there? Could you name some of the main streets that are important or have historical, historical background?
Main Street. It's where everything is. There are a lot of little fancy buildings and stuff like that. Natural Oak Boulevard, which is a little bit popular right now because it goes into Fort Worth, and that's the main way you communicate into Fort Worth. And it's grown up so much because, like, that's where I live. Okay, we've got a shopping center, and we've got 100,000 restaurants coming in, not one place, really. And we've got Brunson Street, and that's where the newspaper is. It's the way my black man from Main Street.
What about streets around your neighborhood, particular names? What's the name?
I live out in the country. We have a highway. I live on the other highway. A big ant road is out, it's right beside my house. And it's the road from Shellfield, which is one of Fort Worth's airfields.
Okay.
It's the road that goes from the airfield into the Fort Worth.
Any other neighborhood roads? That's it. Okay. On a small street where you might have to wait for a train to pass, what are those places called where the tracks go over the road?
Railroad crossing.